May 25th, Chu Yonghai.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Dr. Chu is a Chinese evangelical and psychiatrist who shares the gospel with everyone he meets. He is a social activist in a place where activism can be hazardous to one's health. He is an unlicensed preacher in a place where all religious activity, Christian and other, is controlled by the government. Dr. Chu has been arrested 3 times. On this date, in 1997, Dr. Chu was arrested for smearing the government in an article he had written about the growth of Christianity. For that, he spent 2 years in a labor camp. Because of another article that he wrote in 2003, he was arrested again. This article was about how the government treated Christians in southern China. They charged him with leaking state secrets. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison. In 2014, he was detained for 1 month because he was running a house church. Dr. Chu and his fellow believers persist in the face of persecution. They explain that their predecessors faced much harsher punishments, including life imprisonment. Here is his story. Rejoicing in suffering means more than just bearing it. In 1997, Chu Yonghai wrote an article about house churches for Chinese Christians, and it cost him 2 years in prison. He did 2 years of hard labor. He served 2 years with no trial, mandated by police authority, not the judicial system. This was the labor re-education system in action. When he was released, undeterred, he continued his work for the Lord. He had a respectable job as a doctor, and in everything he did, he demonstrated unusual love and concern for others. But in 2003, he faced another 2-year sentence, and he was once again thrust into isolation from his brothers and sisters in Christ. In prison, the police placed Chu Yonghai in one room for work during the day and a different room for sleep at night. Both rooms were designed to reduce his contact with other prisoners, and the rooms came equipped with nasty insults, physical assault, sparse meals, and heavy labor. The work started at 6 in the morning and often continued until 8 or 9 at night, sometimes even later. But even this was nothing compared to the pain of missing his wife. That was unbearable. He longed to continue his daily practice of reading and studying the Bible, but in prison it was hard to get one. In November, he wrote to his wife to send a copy of the Bible to him in prison. The police told him, "In prison, you can't read the Bible." "Why?" he asked. "The code of conduct for prisoners stipulates you cannot practice and spread cults." "Christianity is not a cult," Chu Yonghai said. "The Bible is legal here. If you won't let my wife send me one, once I'm released from prison, I'll have to tell people that Chinese prisons don't even let me read the Bible." "I have to consult higher authorities," the guard said. It took a few months for the guard to consult the higher authorities. In February, the guard returned and gave Chu permission to ask for the Bible from home. "Don't preach it to others, though," he said. So, Chu Yonghai got a Bible and read it often to receive comfort from the Word. He had heard of many other brothers and sisters imprisoned for their faith who had believed they could not read the Bible and could not receive that comfort. But he didn't want to lose hope without a fight. One of the passages that especially strengthened him was this: "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice inasmuch as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed." 1 Peter 4:12 and 13. The daily reassurance from the Word gave Chu Yonghai hope in his suffering and allowed him to remember the joy of Christ all the way until his release. Today, how can you renew your hope in Christ? Rejoicing in suffering means more than just bearing it.
Welcome, 365 Christian Men. My name is Mike Mott. Today's May 25th, and I'm joining you from Jerusalem here in Israel, where I'm serving together with my wife and our two children. I was deeply moved and challenged today with Shuyang Hai's willingness to continue to do the right thing, even when he knew it was going to result in his persecution, his suffering, his discomfort, his pain. And this fascinates me because as I process my own life, I don't know what you're like, but I avoid, truly avoid at all costs, anything that's going to result in my suffering, my persecution or rejection, my pain. And yet Peter describes to us that on that day that we said yes to Jesus, this is in 1 Peter chapter 2, when we said yes to Jesus, Peter says that we were invited into this kind of life, a life of persecution and rejection, suffering and pain, the same kind of life that Jesus lived, Peter tells us. And Jesus lived it in such a way so that you and I can know that it can be done. He did it so that we can follow his example. And then he goes on later in chapter 4 of 1 Peter to say that we've been invited into this kind of life to participate in the sufferings of Christ. And the way that I see that is that men and women right now all around the world and for all of time behind us have suffered as a part of the sufferings of Jesus in the world. Right now there are people suffering for the sake of Jesus. They're taking a stand, they're doing the right thing, and because of that they're being persecuted in big ways and in small ways. They're being put in a position where they're suffering and they have pain in their lives. They're in discomfort because of their choice to follow Jesus as example. This is a great challenge to me and a perspective change that I need to have because my attitude is selfish and self-centered too many times. So my challenge to us today, guys, is this. What is that thing in your life that you know if you do it, if you do the right thing, if you take that stand or you make that choice, being led by God's Holy Spirit to be obedient to Him, that it's going to result probably in your persecution, your rejection, your suffering? Would you be willing today to ask God to give you the perspective change to see it as participating in what He's doing in the earth? And then the courage to take that stand. God, give me the courage to take that courageous stand today, knowing that it's going to result in rejection, persecution, and suffering, so that I can participate in the sufferings of Christ today. That's our challenge today, guys. God bless you. Have a great day.